Well, you know, we see it every day. And I think that there have been a couple instances over the past 5 years where we've seen clusters of homicides. But we see daily near misses. So I don't think that there's anything that's really just spiked or caused all of these at one point in time. But I do think that, you know, it's very tragic that we've had this happen since we were trending down significantly this year.
Well, it does seem, at least to, you know, those of us watching on the evening news, that these violent incidents do seem to happen in clusters. So do you see domestic violence spike at any certain times, maybe related to an economic downturn, or is it a seasonal phenomenon at all, or is it really just random?
Well, we do see some seasonal increases and spikes. Shortly after the holidays, the stress of the holidays being over, the bills starting to hit, we see a spike in domestic abuse. We tend to see more homicides during the summer. Moms tend to want to wait until school is out to take their kids and relocate their children. So we see a lot of people leaving. When people leave is when you're most likely to be killed. So we do typically see the majority of our homicides during the summer.
Now, this new state law that took effect this week on Monday, on October 1st, what exactly does this law do?
This law is really a game changer. You know, many laws don't really do a whole lot, but this one changes a couple of things. First off, it changes the burden of proof on the victim. So we know that stalkers often do not make threats of kill. They just stalk you. They follow you. They torture their victim by sending them multiple emails or multiple text messages or just being present. But they don't physically make any overt act until they really it's become very, very dangerous. So the new law allows injunctions for protection for stalking, which did not exist before, and allows a victim to get that without a threat of violence. The second thing it allows is for technology and electronic communication to be included in stalking, where that wasn't in the original bill because it didn't exist when it was written.
How important is that? How prevalent is that type of harassment now?
I would say almost all stalking now includes some sort of electronic stalking. So the fact that that new law includes that it's just critically important, especially for young people, because most of them communicate via text message and Facebook and that sort of thing. So it's really important that we have that as a way to prove that someone's stalking you.
Now, this new law makes it easier to get an injunction, legal protection against a stalker or a partner who's becoming threatening. But people often say that, you know, a person who is in the throes of a violent, perhaps homicidal rage, doesn't care if he or she violates a legal injunction.
Well, most injunctions work. We always try to tell people that injunctions are a piece of paper. They're part of a larger safety plan. They're just one tool in the toolbox to keep you safe. But when you look at the number of people who got injunctions last year versus the number of people who had violent incidents or were killed, it's a very, very small percentage. So the warning signs to look for are, is your perpetrator threatening suicide? Are they unemployed? And do they have access to a weapon? So those are the really three high lethality indicators that mean that an injunction may not work. You need other protection to be in place too.
A couple of these incidents in the past week that tragically ended in the death of two women happened at the victim's workplace, and that seems to be fairly common. Why is that, and will this new law help with that type of situation?
Well, the second leading cause of death for women at work is being killed by your intimate partner. And people think that domestic violence stays behind closed doors, and that's just not true anymore. So more and more we're finding that batters are showing up at the workplace committing the violent acts, and we're seeing that as a trend across the United States as workplace shootings become more and more common. If you have employees, you have the potential for this happening at your workplace, and you can give us a call, and we have a free program for businesses to educate you about how to protect your workplace. So this is not a private issue. This is an issue that may affect you just because your coworker is in a violent relationship or your best friend. And you need to be prepared, and you need to understand, get yourself trained, and know how to help that person get safe.